It's interesting that on this day, when we're all pondering the consequences of the election, we would have these kind of texts. Huh? The Lord is certainly saying in this gospel, I'm first. First above everything. Now, hate in a Semitic framework means love less. Like Jacob I have loved, Esau I have hated. I mean, I don't love Esau the way I love Jacob. And so, but it's strong. Meaning we can't compromise the truth of the gospel for anybody. But we have to do it in love. And then he goes through this text about carrying the cross. In other words, Christianity always adjusts poorly to the culture, because its goal, its whole source is God. It's beyond the structures, the culture, the whatever. And so there's a cross. And the wonder of it is that this is the only solution to our problem. Nothing else works except to give everything to God, to trust Him, to live by the truth, and to help others do it. Now our Lord says, if you want to do this, think about it. Like the guy got to build the tower or start out in a war with another fellow. You better think about, you know, whether you got the resources for this. I think implied in that is, I hope you're going to find out you don't. Because then you'll come to me. Nobody has the resources to live like this. No one. But the Lord will give us that power, that enthusiasm, that peace to live this way. I remember this gospel comes on a Sunday, sometime in the cycle. I remember, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. And I'm driving from here up to St. Paul's for the Mass on a Sunday, and I'm thinking, Lord, what am I supposed to say about that? You know, everybody throw everything out in the street, and I mean, what's it supposed to mean? I can't duck it. That's not honest. I mean, I can't talk about my fishing trip and forget this. I mean, as I was driving along, I thought I heard the Lord tell me, now look, what I'm saying is, I am the Lord of all your possessions. So you give them to me, and I will tell you what to do with them. Now you may not like some of the things I tell you, but obey me, believe me, and I will bring you to eternal life. We have St. Louis of France. The Lord must have told him what to do with his stuff, and he was a king. I don't think we're all called to be kings and queens, so might be a little more of a pinch. But it's supposed to be clear. You give yourself to me and let me make the decisions about your money, about your house, about your car, about this. And I will bring you to eternal life safely. The gospel brings us more, I think, to the point of our situation now. See, it says, Beloved, this is a letter to the Philippians, chapter 2. Beloved, obedient as you have always been, not only when I am present, but all the more now when I am absent, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, because God is the one who, for his good purpose, works in you to desire and to work. That's why it's so awesome to work out our salvation. It is God in us working out our salvation. And that's an awesome thing. And we want to be very sensitive to what God is doing so that we can yield to it, agree to it. And that requires prayer. Do everything without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine like lights in the world, as you hold on to the word of life. You hang on to the word of life. You obey me. You put me first, and you will be a light in this world, and you will bring the world to salvation. But it's going to be tough. Now we're going to see, we have about, a little over a month and a half before there'll be a whole new regime in this country. And we don't know what it's going to be like in many ways, but we have reason to think that many Christian values are going to be challenged. It could be if the FOCA, you know, Freedom of Choice Act goes through, as Mr. Obama promised, was going to be his first work. We're going to lose all the Catholic hospitals because we can't do abortions. We're going to lose lots of stuff. Now, what are we called to do? We have it right here. Hang on to the Word of God and shine. Shine like lights. And that means first being prayerful, being very prudent, thinking things out, and to love everybody. Where will it go? We're just lucky enough, yesterday, in the letter to the Philippians, if you remember, huh? Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Not just Lord like Lord, that word means He's Yahweh. Jesus Christ is the eternal living Son of God, and He has no competition. And so, we cling to Him, and He will bring us and many more to salvation. Is it going to be hard to love at times? I bet it is. Is it going to be hard to risk at times? I'll bet it is. But you know, the Lord is with us. And especially those of us who have been, you know, praying, getting to Mass, getting to communion, living in some form of community life, we've been prepared to hold out to the world the light of life, to shine like stars, give people hope. So that's the challenge. Remember I said before the election, I said, if it goes this way, it means we're going to have a lot more freedom to preach the gospel, but by golly, we better do it. You know, we get a chance to do what we should have been doing for the last 40 years and didn't. Well, it didn't work out that way. But already, we have 200 bishops who have stood up and said, abortion is the primary issue in this election. That's great. Reminds me of Catherine Doherty. She used to say, you know, difficulties and persecutions and conflicts, you see, they're like a pin. You're climbing up the ladder to salvation, and there's a pin right in your butt, and you jump up four rungs before you know it. You know? And she ought to know. She did plenty of jumping, and she had plenty of, you know, plenty of suffering in her life. But that's where we are. The Lord will be with us in a remarkable way. Remarkable way. And we will have peace, and we will be the generation that brings this world in light if we just stick with Him. We also know from the prophets, one like Anne, for instance, that this, and we just heard it, the word the other day from David Manuel, we are on the verge of a movement of evangelization that the world has never seen. Don't forget that. Something's going to happen. The Lord is coming back. He's coming back not to end the world, but He's coming back to dwell in everyone who will accept Him. And together we'll make this world safe for God's people. Had we obeyed Him in the last half century, we may not have had to go through the difficulties that may be coming now. But God knows what He's doing. And so we can be at peace, be ready to love, you know, be smart, be courageous, and be at peace. And we'll see what the Lord brings. But hang on to the fact, A, that Jesus is Lord. Nobody else. Nobody else. And there's nothing that's out of His control. Like, oh, Jesus made a mistake. He went to sleep. He went to sleep last night and, you know, look what happened. No. This is under the Lord Jesus Christ's control. And it will bring glory to the Lord. It will bring great fruit to us. Harder than we may have expected. Who knows? But we, you know, the Lord is going to feed us today on His body and blood. And we're going to go on living and working for, you know, protecting infants in the womb and so forth. We're going to do what we can. And the Lord will be glorified. And we will have peace and certitude. What a blessing, right? What a blessing. Will we be challenged? I'll bet we will. But it will be a time of blessing. And the presence of Jesus Christ will start to become more and more manifest in this world. Maybe if everybody gets a chance, this will be now. The U.S. is the last bastion of an appeal to transcendence in the European-influenced world. Christianity in many ways is moving south, as you know. Africa, you know. Looks pretty wild to us. Pretty sloppy down there, but I tell you, those are people who will walk for 2 days and then sit and wait to hear the Word of God. So, they're the old-fashioned kind of Christians, you know. And maybe we're going to catch up to them now. And that'll be a blessing. A blessing.